Nelson Airport, two supermarkets and a car parts store in Motueka are among the locations of interest linked to 10 members in a household confirmed to have the Omicron variant. Today, the Nelson Tasman region is in the COVID red setting for the first time, having first moved to orange when the traffic light framework began back in December. Nelson Mayor Rachel Rees and Tasman District Mayor Tim King are with us. Kia ora korua.
Morena.
I'm Morena, Susie.
Rachel, if I can come to you first, how is the region prepared for this? And of course, I'm specifically thinking also about the hospital.
We have prepared. And look, in some ways, having COVID cases here in November and December last year gave us a really good heads up on what's going to be necessary. So I've got confidence in our health system. Our chief medical officer has been ensuring that we've got everything in place. And certainly across the region at the moment, the testing stations are there. Vaccination is well underway. So we're in good shape.
Vaccination well underway, but it's a little bit lower than some places around the country. And of course, the Māori vaccination rate is lower. How are you hoping or planning to get that up?
Well, we're sitting at the moment sort of, double vax, 94%, 96% for first vax and 60% for boosters. Disparity is about 10% for the Māori population. So we've got some work to do now with our iwi partners and health just to make sure we're removing any barriers to Māori vaccination rates. So that'll be some work ons for the leadership teams over the coming week.
Tim, what's the situation over in Tasman, of course, where Motueka is? Just bring us up to speed about the planning and the preparation that's been done on your side of things.
So we obviously work really closely together. So across the top of the south, the regional leadership groups and the coordination amongst all the different departments, obviously led by health in the first instance. So the preparation is the same across both. So as Rachel said, they've been pretty well prepared. I think people have been aware for a number of weeks now that this is a likely event to happen, and that it was just a matter of timing. So I'm confident that the planning's in place and that'll continue to be worked on over the next week or 10 days as we see how this develops.
Of course, especially at this time of year, it's a big place for people taking holidays. How many places do you have available for any holiday makers who may require isolation?
The exact numbers I'm not sure of. There is definitely planning in place and locations available for people who do need to isolate and aren't able to obviously do that at home. So again, that information will be made clearer over the next few days.
Okay. Rachel, what's the situation for holiday makers isolation in Nelson?
Very much the same. So we've planned for accommodation for people that can't self-isolate at home. We're making sure that we've got good information going out now about actually how to do that, and it's really important that people think about that now. So all of the information we have is that we will see more cases of COVID in the communities all around New Zealand. So have a plan, get a buddy system set up, so if you have to self-isolate, you've got someone who can help you. And of course, for those people that do need help, there will be welfare support.
Now, of course, events are going to be the casualty, certainly, of the red light system because of the cap on numbers. Is the council going to be hit at all, financially or otherwise, by this?
Yes, and I think that's one of the areas that we're particularly watching at the moment. We've got some major events, Opera in the Park, one of our perhaps our biggest community event. It would normally have an audience of around 6,000 to 8,000 people, and maybe with the headline act this year with Stan Walker, it could have gone to 10,000. So we're just looking at what we do with that event now. Obviously, it can't go ahead under red, and many other events, conferences won't either. I think the overall economic impact is going to be one that will hit every region. This region particularly, we have a labour shortage already, and labour is critical to our key industries.
Mm. Were you insured for Opera in the Park?
Well, we weren't covered by the government scheme, and that's certainly something that I think we want to have a conversation with the government about as a sector. Local government is a key part of the event sector, and not having that insurance scheme available to us is pretty challenging from a revenue and expenses perspective.
Tim, if I can come back to you for a final word on this, what concerns do you have about how people might react to this red traffic light setting?
Oh, look, I think people are generally pretty pragmatic. The vast majority of people I come across, I'm confident will react in the best way possible, i.e. they will do the preparation, they will get tested should they feel unwell, and they will have a system in place to look after themselves. So I think the biggest challenge is certainly going to be, as Rachel touched on, labour shortages are going to be a massive challenge, and as we head into the primary production sector's busy period through February, March, April, the impact on those businesses as well as on events and on obviously hospitality as an industry is going to be significant as more and more people are self-isolated and just unavailable for work. So, look, I'm confident that people in this region and around the country will address this, as we have every other step over the last couple of years. But I think there are going to be some real challenges around labour shortages and supply chains, and particularly in a region like this, as Rachel's already touched on, where we're facing significant labour shortages already.
Ngā mihi kōroa. Thank you for coming on Morning Report today. That's Tim King, the Tasman District Mayor, also with us, the Nelson Mayor, Rachel Rees.